Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Ace. Welcome back to the Trap Life with Ace podcast. This is episode number 15. Every day I'll be dropping an episode on you guys. It's going through the trap, the life of a trap star, the trap lifestyle. Trap life is simply the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. Whatever entrepreneurial excellence may mean to you, if you are living it daily, doing something towards your entrepreneurial goals, you too are living the trap life. Today's episode is going to be brief, but before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to just let you guys know so that you're aware that I am currently in the process of developing a Trap Life with Ace course, as well as a membership site for any of those of you who are interested in building out businesses online. If you listen to any of my podcasts, you know that's primarily my focus. Is building businesses that have an online presence where you are selling your products, offering your services all digitally. So I'll be building that out. But if you have any questions about building a business online, if you have any questions about e-commerce, drop shipping, any of those topics, please let me know. Send me a message. You can follow me on Instagram at Trap Life Ace. I have a group on Facebook, Trap Life with Ace. So just hit me up. Let me know what questions you have, and one lucky question asker is actually going to get free membership onto the course or the membership site that I'll be building out, just for taking the time and reaching out. And I may pick more than just one person. Actually, I'm a little bit liberal with those type of things. So please, let me know how you feel about it. All right, so this episode is going to be discussing the trap life, my trap life, and the things that I've gone through in my life that's brought me here to this point. By no means am I an expert. All right, I'm just someone who has experience. In no means am I trying to be your guru. I'm just someone who's just trying to express to you guys that there are other folks out there like you and like myself who are working in entrepreneurial endeavors every day. Every day that I wake up, I'm pursuing my goals. I don't currently work a 9-to-5. I pay my lifestyle with profits made off of online businesses. And though that may not be an easy journey, however, it is accomplishable by those of you who put your mind to it, put the action behind it, and stay inspired by those around you who are engaging in similar endeavors. So that's what it's all about. So you may know that my journey started back when I was 15 years old. I was a young man in Brooklyn, New York. Had some brief experiences starting businesses. As a young boy, I was a part of a young men's organization that my father and a couple other men founded. And I was in charge of actually running a basement grocery store. So we had non-perishable goods, nothing fresh, no fresh foods or anything like that, but canned goods, box goods, bag goods, those type of things. And that was my first instance where I got involved and started my own business. But I never made any sales or anything. It was really just a learning experience for me. At the age of 12, I was handed a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, also another book on computer repair. And from 12 to 15, I studied and engaged in repairing computers, and also studied Rich Dad Poor Dad and the principles that were taught in that particular book. So in combination with those two things, as well as my mentors and some guidance by some elders in the community, I decided I was going to go out there and start my own business. And this business was a computer repair business that I started in Brooklyn, New York. I remember the days where I would walk around Flatbush, Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights, handing out flyers and actually putting flyers in people's mailboxes and being told to get the hell off of my porch. if you're from New York, you know they call it a stoop, right? It ain't a porch, it's a stoop. Yo, get the hell off my stoop. What are you doing? I don't want that paper on my stoop. But anyway, just still grinding it out, right? Just you know, grassroots engagement with the community, because my goal at the time, and this is, I was 15 in 1998. So this is the 90s we're talking about, right? This is prior to the internet bust. But we were in some of the early stages, AOL, Netscape, some of those early stages of internet and technology reaching the masses. But not a lot of people had computers in the household. So I felt like, I wanted to be a part of something where I was able to contribute to society, contribute to my community by making it affordable, making it accessible so that you can have a computer in your house where you can type up your reports. You can, a lot of us were receiving AOL CDs. I don't know if you guys remember the AOL CDs coming in. You could get a certain amount of minutes for free just using dial-up, right? And DSL and all this stuff. And it was an amazing time, man. Young kid such as myself at the time, just trying to avoid some of the pitfalls of the street. That same year, I was 15 years old. That same year, I had lost my brother to the pitfalls of the street. He got murdered a block away from where we lived in Crown Heights. And that next year, we moved to Bed-Stuy, and I lived there ever since. And in Bed-Stuy, it was the same thing that we were experiencing out in Crown Heights. It was the same type of grind. So I always knew that, man, I just wanted to make an impact. And I wanted to make an impact not just for my community, but also for my pockets, man. I just wanted to make some money. I didn't want to have to feel like I had to go rob, steal, and trick. And I didn't want to do none of that stuff. You know what I mean? Because I had just lost my brother. I know what the streets life was like. I didn't want to engage in that type of lifestyle anymore. I didn't want to depend on crime, taking from somebody else in order to put something in my pocket in return. That wasn't the type of vibe I wanted to be on, So I started a business, and I realized that business ownership was important because not a lot of young folks like myself had the opportunities to go out there and get jobs, right? So you had older people who were fighting for those same jobs. We had job opportunities during the summer, what they call summer youth programs, but that wasn't something that we were able to do throughout the year. And I was fortunate enough to be involved with a high school. Shout out to Paul Robeson High School, Brooklyn, New York, where the faculty engage with outside companies to allow us as students to go and intern for them. And I was given the opportunity because I had shown such interest in computers. A particular, I believe our vice principal, some of the administrators, his name was Dr. Alkoff. Shout out to Dr. Alkoff. I don't know what's going on with him right now, but he was a man who realized that I had potential. And he saw what it was that I was trying to do with my life. And as a result of that, they decided to create a whole program around having young kids go out into the world of technology and business and start to intern for companies that were in that world. So a lot of my friends, my peers, close guys to me, we took that opportunity and ran with it. And we were given the opportunity. I know when I was given the opportunity to go work for a company called Click Radio. And Click Radio was founded by a brother by the name of Hank Williams. Rest in peace to Hank Williams. And he was the first man to put software out, as far as what I know. His software is the predecessor to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all these companies that are streaming music. He was streaming music back then. They're talking about the 90s, man, the 2000s. All right. In the 2000s, he was out there creating software that allowed for an individual to install the software on their computer and stream music and like and dislike music and allow them to build a library based on their particular musical preferences. And that was amazing to me to see programmers, to see peoples of all colors, all backgrounds, right, in a building, working towards a common goal to provide a software to the general public. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars being generated off of that software. And it was amazing to me. And I got, it was a good thing for me too, because not only was I exposed to the technology, but you could imagine we start to see record label execs and musicians come up to the office so that they can lay their voices down on commercials and interstitials, as they call it. It was like breaks in the music where you just hear, something being said by somebody while in between music playing, in between different tracks or whatever. So I got to meet guys like Kid Capri. I got to see Jay-Z. I got to see all these people, right? State Property, all these guys come through. And I felt like, man, I'm in the best of both worlds. I'm in the advancement of technology, but I'm also still plugged into the hip hop world, the hip hop community, because some of the folks that I hung out with in the office was on the hip hop side of the business. And of course, you had other musicians come through, guys from rock and R&B and folks from country and all these different, different genres of music. But as a young man growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I was into the hip hop, right? As most of us were. So that was an amazing opportunity for me. So that really opened up my eyes. And once I left that opportunity, went to college, decided I was going to go study computer engineering, which was a mix between electrical engineering and computer science. So doing programming and learning that stuff, as well as learning electrical engineering and putting that on my record, on my resume. But as life happens, and as we all know, life happens to us. My last year, I became a college dropout. Not because I was failing in school, but because I had a responsibility to take care of my unborn child. And she's my wife now, but my girlfriend at the time. We were expecting my first child, my son, my junior. And it was a great time in my life that I realized, man, I'm about to have a child. I'm about to, build a legacy out for myself. Because I had just finished losing my brother. I had lost my mother not too short after my brother passed away. So I was already in that vibe of, I just got to rebuild my family. I was the last one with my last name left on this planet. I was already trying to rebuild my family. So you know how that go. But I also realized that I had to take care of them. I had to provide. I had to provide a roof. I had to provide, clothing and food and all of the necessities of life. So I decided I was going to take a step away from school and continue with my entrepreneurial endeavors to be able to afford those things. And I was working with a multi-level marketing company selling legal insurance. And I went on to build a network with that and went on to build out some profits. And eventually things went really well for me. I hit some walls and I hit some obstacles, but as you pursue and continue to grind out, sometimes the light is at the end of the tunnel. You actually get through the tunnel to the light. And I was able to do so. We made a decision to move to Atlanta. This is the early 2000s. And we still in the early 2000s, right? It's only 2019. We're only 19 years into the 2000s. But anyway, this is around the time that Atlanta was booming, right? The Black Mecca. This is where young people were moving to Atlanta. Houses were being built. You were able to get a $500,000-$600,000 looking type house for $200,000, $300,000. So we decided to put some money up and go and move down to Atlanta and start building our businesses out there. And we got involved in a business where we were still helping the local community. That was still part of my vibe. That's still part of the things that I wanted to do. So we started a business where we started making small micro loans to individuals who were first time home buyers trying to get into buy their first home, as well as business owners and business owners who were trying to raise money to buy more equipment and invest back into their business. And we started to go out there and we started seeking out these people and building out partnerships and doing some really great things for a lot of great people. And it was a great lesson for me to learn, because of course not everybody pays back their debts. So, chasing after people to pay money back and, going to see guys at their office and like, yo, man, what's up? You owe me money. You ain't paid me my money yet. So I'm still street life, right? You can never be too far removed from that type of vibe, but it is what it is, and it was what it was, and it was still a great experience for me to learn, but it wasn't my grand opportunity, right? It didn't make me millions of dollars. And of course, as a business owner, I wanted to pursue millionaireship. I wanted to pursue becoming a millionaire and being able to have such wealth where I can really not just make an impact for myself and my family directly, but also have a greater impact on a greater society around me. But that just wasn't it. It didn't work out that way, because not too long after 2008 came around, first punch from the recession, boom, got hit in the chest real hard. People really started not paying back their debts. Everybody losing their homes, people losing their businesses. And shortly thereafter, again, 2010 come around, the second punch come, boom. If you're a boxer, you get the jab, and right behind the jab comes the right hook. 2010 was the right hook. Knocked me right out. Lost everything. Almost a shirt off my damn back. And by this time, I had two children. A beautiful home. Was really establishing some things. And, my wife and I, we had built some other businesses. She was out there training individuals how to trade Forex, which is foreign exchange, if you don't know. It's really just the relationship between two currencies, particularly, United States dollar against other currencies like the Japanese yen, the euro, the British pound, the New Zealand dollar, and all, et cetera, et cetera. But we built businesses teaching people that type of thing. I also had another business where I was teaching people how to write out business plans and go seek out funding and building out business credit and all those different things. And that went well. But of course, as the recession came around and started to affect people, it affected our bottom line. And, you know, we got caught up in the trap. Ended up losing everything, you know, waking up one morning after sleepless nights with a sheriff knocking on my door and seeing another car come by with a pickup truck full of guys who were there to be the cleanup crew to clean out my house and take all the things out of my house, which was no longer my house and now belonged to the bank. And this is after filing bankruptcy and doing all the things that I thought I can do to avoid that situation, and the judge is not hearing what I'm saying, and the judge is not feeling what I'm feeling, and they were signing off on just getting me out of there. And that was a pain, man. That was so much pain, seeing all my stuff being thrown out onto my front lawn and my neighbors coming outside to see what's going on and the embarrassment. And could you imagine the feeling that I felt, the pain in my gut, the sweat on my brow? It was devastating. It was embarrassing. It was very, very painful. You know, even just thinking back on it, I don't know how I made it out of that situation. But as an entrepreneur, you tend to find ways to get out of it, and you tend to find ways to see the light. And, you know, you could kind of rely back on your previous experience, knowing that if you just continue to do what you're doing, and you're going to find an opportunity somehow, somewhere. But it took me another 5 years to do that. At that time, probably more like another 4 years, 4.5 years to do that. But during that 4.5 years, I tried a lot. Sold insurance. I was running another business where I was helping my uncle out with his media duplication company. And we were selling duplication services to local musicians where they wanted their CDs printed up. So shout out to all my musicians out there who know what that life was like, running CDs before MP3s and streaming media came out. And that was a dying business, but at the time, it wasn't really dying yet. And I really caught the bug on how can I expand this business away from just serving our local customers. And I started to get more involved in e-commerce. And e-commerce is simply just the ability to sell a product or service online. So it's electronic commerce. So I built out a website for this business and started offering the services and reaching out nationally, not just our local people. And trying to find ways that we could gain business by having a presence online and using social media. And this is before Instagram or anything else came out, but we had Facebook. We had a few other outlets that we would use. This is prior to MySpace. I mean, this is after MySpace and everything kind of fell off. And I really caught the bug, like, man, this e-commerce thing is big, because now I don't have to just rely on a local customer or a local client to help grow my business. I can actually serve people from all over the country and have them, you know, utilize my services. And that was a big thing for me. And that really opened up my eyes to the opportunities that were ahead. So, you know, kind of it was full circle. I started out with technology, moved into different businesses, and ended right back into technology. Ain't that something? So through that part of my journey, I realized that e-commerce is definitely a place where I need to consider how to build businesses. And a buddy of mine throughout my journey, you know, I had looked out for him a few years prior, and I gave him a call, and I was at a low because, you know, I still didn't have a place of my own. I was still living with family, and then by this time I had two more children. So I got 4 children in total, because when we lost our house in Atlanta, I had my son and I had my newborn daughter. That made it even more painful. But then, you know, fast forward a few years, I now got 4 children, but I still ain't got a place of my own. I'm still living on couches. I'm still, you know, trying to figure this whole thing out. And I felt like a failure, y'all. Like, I felt bad. I felt like, man, what am I doing wrong? And, you know, as sometimes when you feel like you're at your lowest is when an opportunity comes around and shines a bright light on you and says, hey, man, get your butt up off that couch, get your butt up off that floor and get going. There's still opportunities available to you. If, as long as you got breath in your lungs and blood running through your veins, you can do it. So he put me on what they call affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing is when you take a product that's not yours, but you market it on behalf of who produces that product. And that product could be a physical product, or it could be a service or info product or whatever. And he taught me that game, and I got involved in that and started to learn how to advertise online, because that's primarily how you would market those type of programs, affiliate programs, and I would go out there and learn about Bing advertising and Google advertising, and eventually learned about Facebook advertising and social media advertising. And as a part of that journey, I started to see other advertisers advertising their own products. And I wondered, how do you do that? You go out and you start a website and you load it up with products. Okay, where do you get the products from? All right, I started really digging deep. Then I heard about a concept called dropshipping. And dropshipping is where you are the middleman. It's essentially arbitrage. And arbitrage simply means that you're the middleman in between a customer and a supplier of a product. The customer pays you. You take a portion of that money and you pay the supplier. And then the supplier ships the product directly to the customer without it ever crossing or touching your hands. And that was a way that you can earn profit for yourself by keeping the difference. And I said, man, this is great. So now I ain't got my own place anyway. So that means I don't have to sit here and take up space in this person's house that I'm living in with product and inventory. So this is a great opportunity for me to learn from. So I decided I'm going to go and I'm going to hop on this up and coming platform called Shopify. Shopify is a place where you can pretty much start your business on a low budget, and you can load products onto that platform and grow a business. So Shopify was this platform where you can go out there and you can start to build out a business pretty quickly by establishing your own store on that platform and get paid on your own store. Because before that, it would take a whole lot of technical knowledge. You would need programmers and coders to code out your store and build out a cart and a checkout service and integrate all of those things with a merchant account. And it was just a little much that the average person just wasn't able to do. With the advent of internet and people developing these programs, Shopify developed this platform, which was perfect for someone like myself with a limited budget and but the grind and the desire to really get something going. So I learned about e-commerce. I learned about dropshipping, and I decided I was going to go ahead and start my own store. And December 15, 2015 is when I launched my store for the first time. And I had found this one product that cost me $2, but I was charging $12.99 for that product. And it was a way that we marketed that product called free plus shipping, which means that you offer the product for free, but on the back end, the person pays shipping for it. So by them paying the shipping, you're able to recoup the cost of the product as well as keep the rest of the money in profitable after you finish paying off your supply and you pay off the advertiser for it. And I started with $50 on my advertising. And this is during the holiday season, so it was really the perfect storm. Because in the holiday season, people tend to spend more than they generally would, right? You're probably one of those people. You spend more money online or wherever in any store buying stuff just in preparation for the Christmas holiday and all those different holidays that are coming up, right? Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever. So it was the perfect storm for me. So we got involved with drop shipping, and my wife would, you know, help me out on the side when she had the opportunity, because we were still dealing with, you know, with young children. Actually, I didn't have my fourth child yet. I was still on my third child, but she was pregnant with my fourth child at the time. So she was doing what she could and helping me out in any way that she could. But I was really ultimately building this thing out on my own. And I was able to go out there and turn that $50 into some profit and flip that profit back into more advertising and make more sales. And before you know it, within of just a few months, a couple of months, I had earned like $40,000 in revenue. I was able to put some money away. And man, things just really started to look great for me. And it was a transformation for me, because I realized that, man, I'm onto something. I might be back in my rightful place as a successful business owner, a successful entrepreneur. But there was something missing, because I had seen other guys exceed that $40,000. They were making $100,000, $200,000 a month. So I decided I was going to invest in some programs. I was making some money. I'm going to invest in some info products and learn from some people that had already been there. And I spent $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on different programs and learned certain jewels and gems that I needed to help me expand my business. And within 6 months, I had earned over six figures in that business and was able to move my family down to South Florida, where I am now. And that's where things really changed for me. And as I'm moving I moved in like 2 weeks. It was quick because the situation that I was in, I didn't really want to be there. It was rough for me. It was rough on my family. We didn't have a space of our own. And I don't know if you guys know what it's like to be in somebody else's space and to not be really contributing financially to that space for a certain number of years. That was just really like, it was painful. It was, you know, there was a lot of tension in that space. And it was just a rough time and a rough place to be in. But the hustle don't stop. And that's what Trep Life is about for me. The hustle don't stop. It's the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence, regardless of the pain and the failure and the loss and the devastation and the embarrassment. So we came out of that situation, came down to Florida and just really started to boom and found other products, started to create my own products and selling t-shirts and selling different electronics and different things. And things just kind of boomed off. And before you know it, within 2 years of me starting my store, generated over $1 million in revenue. And that's where I realized that, wow, if I can do it, so can you. So can anybody else who puts their mind to generating real, true revenue that can change their lives forever. But it ain't stopped there, y'all. I'm still figuring out certain things. Here we are in 2019. I'm still figuring out how to make businesses sustainable, because once you get in the business and you start making profit, then you have to figure out how you're going to sustain this long term, because a lot of other things come up. Oh yeah, the IRS is coming. Oh yeah, the state is coming. Oh yeah, the taxes are here. Oh yeah, the business sales taxes are there. They coming for you. Everybody wants their piece. It ain't easy. The same buddy of mine that put me on to the business, man, he was getting hit with the same things. It was almost like, man, as soon as you hit the top, boom, somebody there to knock you down. So learning how to be sustainable in business is a whole nother lesson once you even get over the hump of being profitable in your business. But what I did learn is that online businesses are the way to go. And it may not be the only way, but it definitely is one of the lowest cost, low entry. You know, you can cut down your learning curve really quickly because there's so much information available out there. But I want to make it so that it's easily digestible by the average person who really just has the grind and the spirit to get something done. So that's what Trep Life with Ace is all about. Living that Trep Life and going through using my experiences and using what I've learned to help you generate the lifestyle that you would like to generate. And that's why I'm putting myself on the line. So I want y'all to stay tuned, stay plugged in, because as we go along this journey, as I continue to learn, I'm going to continue to drop the jewels and make sure that I bring folks along with me. I had just recently dropped a podcast talking about how I was out harvesting coconuts and I was out there trying to be a little bit greedy, just trying to get all the coconuts that I could for myself. And before you know it, I realized that, man, there's enough out here for not only myself, but there's enough out here for everybody else who's looking for coconuts. And there's enough out here for me to stack mine up and then go back out and help others get theirs. And that's what it's about for me right now in this part of my journey. How can I help somebody else get theirs? Because once I realize that if I'm not by myself in this grind and on this journey and I have other people alongside me who are treading the same path, then we're here to rely on each other and build off each other and being able to generate, you know, income together and start really living the lives of our dreams and establishing certain things for the future of our children. That's what it's really about for me. It ain't about the money, y'all. So though sometimes the money might become a struggle, paying bills and doing certain things, cash flow, you know, slowing up, money being held by merchants, all those different things happen, but it's still a beautiful thing. So let's go on this journey together, y'all. Let's really go out here and just grind out and put what we know to the test and go out here and keep pushing. Because if we don't do it, it won't get done. And we don't want to miss this wave, because dropshipping back in 2015, 2016 is different than it is today. And we have to be able to adjust. Because with everything that's going on, with the regulations, with everything that's happening between Trump and China, see, he's talking about economic warfare. Trump is putting certain tariffs on Chinese goods coming in, which means that when we get those goods coming in, it's more expensive to us. And not only is it more expensive to us, but it also takes forever to get here. So we got customers complaining and customer service issues, and man, it's a whole gamut of things that we can talk about, and that's for other episodes. But I just want to let you guys know that the environment is changing. So what I was experiencing back in 2015 and 16, 17, and even 18, things have changed for 2019. So it's time to get on a different game. It's time to start looking at how we can get local businesses to help us out with our drop shipping businesses. Some of you out here already producing products. Some of you out here are looking for a way to connect your product with a customer. And you have people like me who have stores, which are the conduit between getting your product out to the customer. We could partner up. So it's a lot of things that we can do together. It's a lot of things that we can do by ourselves. And once we start getting it done, we'll realize the power that we have in our hands and how we could change our lives and change the lives of the people around us. So I think I went on a little much today. It's a long episode, but I'm glad I did it. I'm glad you listened. I'm glad you spent the time. Follow me, Trep Life Ace. Trep Life is the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. That's what we all about on this podcast. This is episode number 15, and we out.